Mad Astra had at least four previous tours with the mining ship, everyone except himself and Arcadius Geiger. And KD looked like he was falling asleep. Show off. Ivan and his fellow crew members sat together, taking up two complete rows. He could see groups from several other ships, all wearing similar utility coveralls, also heading up in preparation for a six-month mining tour. The coveralls, standard-issue items probably made by a single company, were identical, except for the ship insignia on the left breast. The Mad Astra crew wore a stylized image of a hand reaching for a star. Several clunks and a shudder ran through the shuttle, and Ivan renewed his death grip. He half expected to hear a squeal of bending metal from the chair's arms. A faint whiff of flop sweat assaulted his nostrils, and he realized he was again losing the battle with panic.
15 seconds,
the PA intoned. Ivan closed his eyes and tried deep breathing exercises again. Too late to back out now. Even if he unbuckled and ran screaming for the exit, the shuttle would launch on schedule with him plastered to the rear bulkhead. 3 months of training and simulations, which had felt like an adventure of its own, now seemed nothing more than wishful thinking. He was about to be shot into the air in a tin can with no say in his fate. Not even a view of space for the next 15 minutes.
"Relax, noob," said Davies. "We haven't lost a crew member in weeks."
The veteran miner grinned at Ivan, but the expression didn't reach his eyes. He looked more like a cat anticipating a meal than someone offering reassurance. Ivan opened his mouth to retort, but at that moment the sling kicked in. His body was pressed into his seat as the shuttle accelerated down the track. It would continue for the entire 5-kilometer stretch of the launch tunnel, air resistance reduced by massive pumps that pulled the air from in front of the shuttle and pumped it back in behind. The occasional moan floating up the aisle showed that he wasn't the only person having trouble. He tried to extract a small kernel of solace from that shared misery. Thankfully, this part of the takeoff was smooth. Nothing like the old space launches, perched on top of an explosive cylinder of fuel, being rattled so hard you felt your teeth would fall out through your ears. Ivan concentrated on his breathing and on not whimpering in fear. He hadn't been tagged with a nickname yet, and he sure as hell didn't want to provide the crew with that kind of material to work with. Certainly not before he'd even left atmosphere. The shuttle hit the upcurving part of the sling and the acceleration vector changed, now pushing him down in his seat as well as back. The pressure would only last seconds, possibly the longest seconds of his life. As the shuttle left the sling behind, boosters kicked in. Specially tuned microwave emitters heated and rarefied the air in front of the shuttle, reducing air resistance as the vessel clawed its way into the sky. The bump and rattle gradually faded as the shuttle climbed through the atmosphere. After 5 minutes, the boosters shut down, leaving them in free fall. The sudden silence made Ivan wonder for a moment if his hearing had been damaged. Fortunately, Davies provided his own brand of reassurance.
"Hey, looks like the noob survived. Didn't even pee himself, I don't think."
Ivan turned his head to glare at Davies and provide suitable return fire. Big mistake. The hammering he'd just taken during launch, combined with the freefall conditions, were already playing hell with his beleaguered stomach. Add the insult to his inner ear from an abrupt turn of the head, and with an oop, Ivan grabbed for the barf bag in the pocket in front of him. The retching seemed to go on forever. One of the unfortunate aspects of the human condition was that the acrid odor of vomit tended to induce vomiting. Several more oops sounded through the cabin. There would probably be some eventual abuse for that as well. Finally recovered, his face dripping in sweat, he rolled up the bag and placed it in the receptacle. Turning to Seth Robinson, seated on his right in the middle seat, Ivan said, "Well, great. I guess I've just earned a nickname."